Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Big innovative ideas, they are not for sissies. It's just too easy for buyers to say to themselves, sounds interesting, but I don't know. So many obstacles, too much work. All put together sounds daunting, doesn't it? Well, here's the deal. It's not that folks don't understand or value transformation. The reality is that stories buyers tell themselves get in the way. So here are two scenarios that we have to address fast, or we're not even going to get a fair hearing. First up, this might work, or it may not work, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to die. Now, this is what buyers think when there's a lot of unknowns. Being the cause of a big initiative failing, oh my gosh, is definitely a career killer. No one wants to be the guinea pig that becomes the experiment. So that's why we have to show proof of concept at the very beginning. Now, there's many ways to do that. I'm talking about timing here. Don't wait until after you explain the idea, thinking they're going to fall in love with it. Show the proof up front, then explain. That will head this story off at the pass. Second, this is going to be expensive. And with good reason. It can be expensive. Most transformations are, which is why we have to compare this investment to something else. Now, many of us compare the price to that of inaction. The problem here, things that may or may not happen feel less risky than the gotta pay this now price. That's why a lot of organizations spend more on damage control afterwards. Now, the example in the post shows our solution. The founders don't compare their price to what it would cost to fix the infrastructure later. Instead, they compare to studies that the buyers have to do beforehand anyway. Now, that changes the calculation. You know, a lot of us thought leaders don't swing for the fences because we believe the buyers won't go for it. My take, we just don't manage their anxiety early enough. So instead of blaming the buyers, telling ourselves that they're not visionary enough, let's assume that this nervousness is normal and do things up front that allay their fears. The faster we debunk these stories, the more willing the buyer is to hear us out. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.